Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Breaking news on the Mike O'Mara Show. I just got this moments before we went to press. We're very, very excited to announce that Oscar and Adrian have made up. They have made up. Hold on just a second. I'm getting a call from Reno, Nevada. I'm going to take it this time.
Please.
I'm going to take it.
On your cellular telephone.
Who's it going to be?
Contracted General Agency for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Calling to inform you of our new
I don't care.
So I don't care.
I don't care about new products. I have my product. I was really hoping that was a solicitation, and it wasn't. What a disappointment.
I was hoping it was a casino hotel saying, we're going to fly you out.
You know, they don't call anymore.
There
was a day where they called weekly. Yes. That's it. All right, back to Oscar and Adrian. Now, when last we checked, there was tension between Mr. Adrian Garcia and I'm playing with my levels here.
No worries.
Adrian Garcia and Oscar Santana. He had made some missteps.
Yes.
He had been no-showing for people. He had been sleeping through a appearance he was supposed to make at
when
Podcast
he had
Village
30
where he was
supposed
minutes, to help
Oscar. When he had a 30-minute window to leave, he laid down to take a nap.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
so
correct.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, irresponsible
a triple
napping.
Confirmation on a holiday weekend.
That's right.
Very, very right? irresponsible behavior. Very
so
irresponsible.
So there's a lot of MFers. Dropped. my back was still in pain.
You were furious.
I was furious.
You were lying flat on your back.
I was mad. Like, my dad used to get mad at me when he knew I had more in me than I was giving him.
Yes.
That's right. And Adrian was, you're trying to mentor him. You're trying very, very hard.
Yes.
Now, has anyone broken the news to him that he will never be a broadcaster?
I think it's understood.
Okay. That's good. Because
I don't think we need to tell him.
I've told him that he'll never be a live broadcaster. He can do it in post.
Isn't it nice that he's holding out hope?
Because he sees a little of himself. That's what they used to tell Cronkite.
Yeah, well, hold on a second. When you
we'll
think
fix
about
it in
Oscar,
post, Walter.
Hold on. When you think about Oscar as a broadcaster.
I'm the American dream.
As a technical broadcaster.
I'm not
Oscar
supposed to be
you,
on the radio.
He'll be the first person to tell you he doesn't belong on
the
radio.
No, I don't belong on the radio.
But he has learned that content.
He's a new wave. He's a new wave of broadcasters.
I'm not a new wave.
Yes, you are.
Content.
Like
you're
off,
not even
off the Pinta and the Santa
Maria. No. I mean the fact that you are not driven by
this guy.
Class. No, I'm complimenting you if you'd listen.
Okay.
Is that you have found your strengths and turned that into your broadcasting career. You're not a classical broadcaster.
Here it is. Let me give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. He tells great stories.
He does.
He doesn't tell them well, but he tells them, and they're great stories.
I know,
and his
guys.
inability to communicate the story, this is not a backhanded compliment. This is a legitimate assessment of your abilities as a broadcaster. His content trumps, reason he sits in this chair, his content and his overall trumps his ability to deliver that content.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That he will tell a story and he will bear his soul so totally that it's entertaining. Look, we've got a bonus show this week where both Rob and Oscar lay it on the table. How often do I give you guys a compliment immediately after the show?
I wondered who stole your phone.
It never happens.
Yeah. This week, they both do it. It's a great example. It's Rob doing stuff he rarely does, where, you know, Rob does a lot of shtick and he does a lot of music and but Rob doesn't open up totally. And this is like the second bonus show in a row where you've done that. And Oscar does the same thing in the way that he does.
Yes. When I'm not interrupted by you two broadcasters,
this
traditional
is true.
Broadcasters.
But you have to, and if I can, this is, I'm glad we're having
Thank
this discussion,
you, by the way,
in the opening.
That
of the
felt nice.
I am glad we're having this discussion because there are people there who get frustrated with Rob and me when we are interrupting you when you tell a story. I have to explain that the reason Rob and I do that is because of the storytelling has some starts and some stops in it. And Rob and I come from a background where dead air is the enemy.
Yes.
And so that's why we jump
so
in.
So
like
I'm
we
the
do.
Worst storyteller. So you have to jump in.
We just try to help you along. Yes. Sometimes to a fault. Sometimes we should just sit back and let you do that. But the fact is, it all, to me, it all ends up working. So I was getting back to Adrian Garcia, where it's just there are diction issues. There yes. are the way he speaks issues that he would have to get.
We auto
lessons.
We auto tune his voice now in the demos that we're putting them together.
I like to smoke pot. Do you believe I'll ever be on the air? No traditional broadcaster.
Thank you for listening to the pot show.
So anyway, but listen, behind the scenes, he has shown that he can be an asset
he
to the operation.
He will do the work that no one else will do except for myself.
Enthusiastic. He has enthusiasm.
That's right. He's an enthusiastic
guy. He does not
guy.
Mind taking out the trash.
Mm-mm.
He does right. not mind hanging panels. He mm-hmm. does not mind working with toxic chemicals.
He's a good kid.
He pays $60 a week for them.
As Diablo Blanco here, never, ever.
What was that Spanish there? I missed that.
The White Devil.
Here. The White Devil does.
In this
right.
room, everyone else right. except for me is the White Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
I don't mean a bad way.
No, and how could we take that in a bad way?
I got a White Devil in my garage today putting up the monkey bars.
Ah, see, that's Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
That's monkey bars, bars. You know in monkey the garage? Bars are, Rob? Well, yeah, I mean, it's like a swing set, like a jungle gym, right?
No, listen. I thought I could almost hear it. Hear it?
No.
Did you hear that? Oh, come on.
It's a credit to your studio.
See, I know. The studio is well sound isolated, but on the wall, this center block, he's putting up like shelves to hang stuff. So we
all right.
More room in our tiny little,
glad.
If only you still had a car to put in there.
Ah, sad. Very sad.
Sad, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Gladiator Garage. I've seen the commercials.
It's not really Gladiator Garage. It's just a couple of shelves, but. Let me get back to Adrian.
Yes.
So you've kissed and made up with Adrian, and he reached out to you?
No, I reached out to him because the day he no-showed, my back was still in pain and I was still on pills. And I mother-effed him. I said, this is why you'll get nowhere in life, son. I gave him every reason why he should never come back into the studio. I said that, you're dead to me.
Oh, dear.
Like, way harsh.
You don't respect anyone's time, including your own. Like, we've talked about this.
God, he's right. so great at it, isn't he? You don't respect anyone's time, even your own.
Yeah. Well, yes. And also, I said to him, I said, look, man, I've told you in the past, if you can't do something, I'd rather you spit in my face and tell me to F off than lie to me and not show up. Right?
If he just doesn't want to be here, if he's got better things to do.
Yes.
Woo, woo, woo.
Now, when I got home, the pills have finally kicked in 100% because I had Uber home.
We'll get to that later.
Right?
In the show.
Couldn't drive.
We'll get to my concerns.
I couldn't
later
drive
in the
home,
show.
so the pills finally kicked in, and I'm laying on the couch. And I'm like, oh, like. I can't yell at my little man.
Oh, God.
I hear my little man, like, he's got a problem. So
now,
I asked him.
Now I'm getting queasy.
And I said, dude, if you got to go to rehab, I got a credit card with a good limit on it. Talk to me, right?
You have to admit, Rob, that's Oscar. Oscar would do that.
You're right.
Oscar would do that.
And he would be so mad once he got off the pills, but he would do it.
I know. Yeah. You and I, not so much.
No.
And he goes, I don't need rehab. I just need to be responsible. And I said, all right, man. It's all good. Work on this as a team. Like, whatever his responsibility issues are, right? Okay. And he writes back to me, of all things, after I offer him a credit card limit that I don't have.
Right.
A trip to Promises in Malibu, essentially. And he doesn't want to go.
Might be Promises Timonium, actually.
Yes.
Not Malibu, Oscar.
He leaves me an emoji of
Who
a heart.
Who is he, Chevy Chase, for Christ's sake? Come on. Honest to God, what are you doing? Please.
He leaves me an emoji of a heart, which is usually reserved for let's F in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's romantic.
And he writes, teamwork makes the dream work.
He's so great. God.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah. It's what I say every day.
Yeah.
I do say that often. I'm happy with what I do.
Yeah,
I like working. I would not be liking this if I wasn't working collaboratively.
But Mike, after all of that conversation of the rehab.
He gives you kind of a trite little phrase.
He gives me a GIF. Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. He sent you essentially a motivational poster that you would see in a dentist office.
So what is it? Have you kissed and made up?
I saw him yesterday.
Kissed?
He was great. Okay. He was dressed like a human being. He did not smell like pot.
Good.
He did not do much either, but still.
Did he come by the village? What was the situation?
No, he came in and he screen called for the show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
And so you had a nice moment with him and you were nice to him. And you
I was
kind.
Nice to everything. I bought him lunch. Totally.
I mean,
cool.
that young man has taken more crap on this podcast than. You hear it?
I did not.
Oh, okay. God, I've got a good sound.
I thought you said podcast.
Monkey Bars is drilling my wall here, which is kind of neat.
Monkey Bars.
Monkey Bars.
Monkey Bars.
Monkey Bars.
Hey, Mike, how are your Monkey Bars?
They're fun. That's anyway, crazy. So Adrian is.
He's back in, baby.
In, baby, all in.
Right. He's back in.
I just hope he gets his act together.
Now,
Talking
Heads podcast, which is still in development.
Is it me or every time you mention a show, does it have a different name?
I finally figured out what the name is.
Okay.
It's Talking Heads.
I'm
not sure. Yes. I'm not sure I'm going to sign off.
Mike, it has not been greenlit anywhere.
Okay, yeah, please. All I can tell you is may we have a very serious discussion before we pursue that.
100%.
To any real degree.
But they need reps. Like, muscles need reps to develop.
Mm-hmm.
They need reps.
Of course, you know, if you could find the right financial outlets for those, they're those people like to spend money. That's
true. That's true.
Those people.
It's not a cheap hobby.
Those people, those potheads, their money's green.
Yeah, it is. We'll take it. So,
by the way,
so are their drugs.
You know, 7 years ago, we could have done, we could have had 15 people on that show. It would have been amazing. would have been amazing. You know?
We'd have Bill Maher in here.
Absolutely. It'd be everybody.
So,
we'd be on the outside, but that'd be about it.
I'm in early today.
So, Adrian, in one of his Talking Heads podcast, I would say the development shows, right?
Right.
Pilots?
Mm-hmm.
They have six of them. I've only listened to one of them. I'll listen to the sixth one once.
Was it horrible?
It's not horrible because they go to pop markets in D.C. Like, they actually go to the pop markets that are pop-up tents.
Mm-hmm. Let me offer this.
Yes.
It's like the Barefoot Contessa.
If you can produce a clip of the size that you determine is going to be passable on this show.
Yes.
I would entertain listening to a brief clip.
An on-air air check?
An on-air brief clip of the Talking Heads show.
A roach clip.
A roach clip. Thank you, Rob. I would listen to a roach clip of that show. And just, we could see where we go from there.
I love this show.
No, not that we see where I just want to do it for shtick.
No. And if it's no good, we send them off to the dark web.
And when I, when I tell you that Adrian is auto-tuned, he is auto-tuned.
I do know that I heard one of the first air check comments was, you're editing it too tight. You sound robotic.
He sounded like Max Headroom.
Yeah. Light it, light it, light it, light it, light it up.
Hey. Hi, I'm Adrian Garcia. Hi. We've got welcome to the Talking Heads show today.
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. My name is Adrian. Adrian
Garcia. I hope you're enjoying
What a wonderful day it is today. You know, we went to the local pot market today, and it was what a great time we had. It was so much fun. They
sell great bongs
there.
It's a really an amazing bong that they have there. I hope you join us next week on the Adrian.
Who's his partner on that show?
Okay, so he's got Dr. Groh, which is another.
Dr. Groh.
That's his real name?
Yes.
My name is Adrian Garcia.
And Rofo is their producer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Now,
Rofo.
Wow.
Man.
I hope it doesn't give him the munchies.
This is Rofo. Don't sit next to me at a stadium.
Hi, I'm Rofo.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
I'm Rob Ford.
I'm Adrian Garcia.
But they're cousins.
A couple of cousins and you'll find.
They walk like guys.
They talk like guys.
They really like each other's thighs.
You could lose your mind when cousins
are two
of a kind.
Do you believe
in love?
I'm having fun with this thing.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Talking Heads.
Heads. We represent the
Lollipop Guild. Lollipop Guild.
There's a show on Starz called Power. It's about drug dealers and essentially a drug dealers. Now, as in any drug dealer feud or drug dealer podcast, they were considering dropping Adrian, one of the founders of the show.
Oh,
because he has no
appreciable
talent.
No, because he is ruining their chances of making it on air because he's not showing up for air check sessions. Right?
Okay, I see. Yes.
Can we play a game?
Now, Adrian probably doesn't know this, but during the time of him not showing up, I got a text from Dr. Groh.
Dr. Groh, not a medical doctor.
Dr. Groh.
And
what's his name?
Dr. Groh.
I said,
my name is Dr. Groh.
I said, you got to check on your boy. Apparently, he doesn't care enough for the show to ever make it on air. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Adrian Garcia.
You know what's sad? This is so much better than
playing with this.
This is so much better than Adrian's show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Talking Heads. Oh, I just hit bypass. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
With Doctor Who?
Dr. Grow.
I'm Dr. Grow.
Dr. Grow.
Grow. Ow, 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 ow.
So,
you want to sound like you want to hear what it sounds like when
Dr. Grow
goes into the bathroom?
Yes, please.
Sure.
All right.
Dr. Grow.
I'm Dr. Grow.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fiber in his diet.
Fiber.
Fiber. Fiber. Fiber.
Oh my God.
Fiber. What are we doing this for? Fiber. You're listening to Talking
Heads.
All right. I'm done. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They're all trying to undercut each other like any drug cartel, right?
Yes, and any pothead would do that. Potheads do not have that moral compass. We know that.
Selfish.
Okay? They don't. They don't care who they screw. Selfishness.
Don't.
That's what it's about.
So Dr. Groh tries to set up a meet between
potheads are so pissed at me right now for saying that.
I know.
That was just, that's a throwaway that I don't even think about, and there are people now that are composing the email to me right now. Mike, I heard you say that potheads don't have a moral compass.
Don't worry. They won't remember.
You are wrong.
They won't remember to send it.
Yeah, you know what I'll tell him? I'll tell him, don't take it to me. Take it to
who?
Dr. Groh.
So Dr. Groh, in a panic, and mind you, I'm on pills at home at this point.
Right.
He's writing, he's like, we need to meet soon.
Now!
But like, he wanted to set up like a big Don meeting where him and I, not Don Geronimo, but like drug Dons, right?
Right.
And I said, look, man, I don't want to talk about this right now. I was like, I'm laying on my back in pain. Your boy didn't show.
How is the broadcasting quality of Dr. Groh?
He is great.
Is he really?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wow. Yes. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say the opposite, but he is great. We don't have to auto-tune him.
All right.
So as I sat there and I said, Dr. Groh, you got to figure this out.
Dr. Groh.
If you want this show to go somewhere, you have to rein in your cast, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then I get a ping from Rofo and says, I heard there's an issue with Dr. Groh. And I'm laying on my back this entire time. I'm wrangling a pot show that does not exist, essentially, right?
You know what Dr. Gross said?
What's that?
He's not professional. He's not professional. Why? I have an automatic autotune on my voice. voice.
Hey, doctor.
Hi, Rob.
What's it like working with Rob Ford?
A nightmare.
I'm sorry, Oscar.
It's okay.
I know I've just sidetracked.
To come full circle, right?
Yes.
I get all these potheads on a thread. Right?
Okay.
And I say it, and I don't think Rofo is a pothead, but something's happening that he wants to work on that show for free.
All right.
And by something, I mean they're probably paying him in weed. I don't know. That is a legend.
I can resell it.
We'll have to grill him on that and find out if he's into that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because he is off the clock when he's doing that, right?
Yeah.
And I finally get on a thread with these three and I say, look, I need another episode. I need one clean, and I want it to do I want you guys to record on off hours. Off hours mean between the hours of 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. No more.
That should work out well for them with their schedule. Yeah, that's when they get up.
No more coming in during the day, embarrassing us with clients while you're here, looking like you fell out of a tree.
Do they look like that when they come in? Like dreadlocks and
Adrian
stuff like that.
Already looks like he's fallen out of a tree. You've seen the way he dresses,
I've seen him,
right?
Yes,
small tree.
Yes. The ski cap. Adrian, if you want to know what he looks like, he wears a ski cap. Over his whole body with armholes cut out. Just a big ski cap.
I've had to talk to Dr. Crow about going into the fridge and grabbing a beer while he's doing the show in the middle of the day.
Oh, yes, he's just all about altering that mind. All about altering that mind. Yes.
And Rofo looks professional because it's Rofo in his Baby Huey shirt, right?
Exactly. So,
if he's not bending over to like change a cable where you see the crack of his ass.
When Rob Ford comes into the studio and says, is there a problem here, sir?
Mike, we have addressed that situation. Does not happen anymore.
Good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Does not happen anymore.
Yeah. Double-sided tape.
No.
Oh. And all the hair is gone.
Is it the Duluth Trading Company? Okay. They make jeans for those who have a crack exposure problem.
There you go.
And he now has jeans that covers his crack.
Yeah,
he's got mom jeans.
They're called overalls.
Where does the situation stand now?
So this is the first I'm sharing all the details with you guys because our next air check meeting is this week, right?
It's exciting, isn't it?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find something for the on-air roach clip.
Okay.
I'd like to hear Dr. Grow.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a little Adrian, and then we'll make the call. Is Adrian regularly a part of the show, like talking?
Yes.
It's not going to work then.
I'd
like to hear a clip.
Dr. Grow monopolizes the program, which is a good thing.
Then find us a clip, a clip that we can listen to that is a sample clip, a representative sample of that show. I would love to hear it. Okay. I would love to hear it.
Thank you.
And is Adrian enough a part of the show that you would call him a sidekick?
Or co-host, what's the word for his role? When they first started the show, Adrian was driving the program. And after the first show and after my first air check, I said, Adrian, you can't drive. You're in the sidecar. Dr. Grow drive, right? So Dr. Grow now drives the show.
How old is Dr. Grow, just out of curiosity?
He's in his early 50s.
The prime of life.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
But
he knows
everything
about marijuana, the science. He grows it. He has farms. Like, there's everything he knows
now
legally about.
Now I'm excited
about
to hear a clip next week. Put a clip on this show.
Yeah,
next week. It's official. Adrian Garcia is doing a show with Walter White.
Ah!
Yes! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And I'm getting pretty sick of guys named Todd. You know, it's just a goofy fucking name. Hi, what's your name?
Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Scott. And Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent.
Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names. You want to hear a real name? Eddie. Eddie's a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Joey and Jackie and Johnny and Phil, Bobby and Tommy and Danny and Bill. What happened? Todd and Cody and Dylan and Cameron and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Tucker sucks. And Tucker's friend, Kyle.
And you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You really can call us anytime.
Anytime.
I know we do wide open Wednesday. If you got something really, really big that you want to talk about, we'll take your call.
Oh, yeah.
We've done it before. Our show today brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy. It's fun and easy for her. She loves it. She gets excited when we get it. It's yummy for me. The most amazing variety. It's the better way to cook. They even have vegetarian options. I love my Blue Apron. Here's something you can do about Blue Apron. You can modify it. You can tweak it. You can do your
anything
own thing
you
with
want,
it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. If you don't want to do any thinking, they will do it all for you. You can cook it in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. How'd you like some bucatini pasta? With broccoli and pecorino cheese. Oh, there's nothing like pecorino cheese.
It's a top five for me.
Italian-style shrimp and sweet peppers over fragola sarda pasta. Forget about it!
These are so good.
It's so nice. It'll make the top of your head explode. I promise you that. You know you want it. It's the best food in town. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Yeah. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I would like to start the show today by sending out an enthusiastic congratulations to the United States women's hockey team for winning the gold medal in Pyongyang. That was fan-effing-tastic, and it's the best part of the Olympics for the USA, in my humble opinion, so far.
Would you like to hear the victory? I actually pulled the clip. I don't play a lot of Olympic clips because we haven't had a lot of wins.
Okay, so they do. This is the format. They play three regular periods. It was tied at the end of the three periods. They play a 20-minute overtime. Nobody scored in that overtime, and it went to a shootout. And this is how it went. And listen. Canada is a juggernaut and a dominant
also,
team.
Brawlers. Love brawlers. To fight.
Yeah,
to fight.
Poor sports, as it turned out, when she got her silver medal, the one girl took it off. That was lightweight. But anyway, let's listen to this. This is very, very exciting.
So now we move on to round six. And the United States won the toss. They elect to go first. We go round by round. Jocelyn Lamoureux. Two goals apiece in the shootout. Lamoureux moving in on Zabinas. She deeks and scores!
Oh my gosh. That's electrifying. That's as good as you're going to see anywhere.
Megan Augusta. She scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
So they did six rounds of a shootout, right? That was stunning.
Cool.
Wow.
Hockey.
Really, you think of this sport as being dominated by men. The women played unbelievably well. The quality of these goals in the shootout, stupendous, and somebody had to lose, but they were both phenomenal. It was just really, really good stuff, and I'm really, really proud. I'm so proud of these kids that go over there and sacrifice so much to get this done.
Especially women.
Yeah, and the women over there, you look at the alpine events and these women that hurtle down a mountain. You see the snowboarders. They're just fresh-faced kids, the best that we've got, and it's wonderful to watch.
Before I get the letters, or why would you say amateurs, Oscar, especially women, I'm saying that there's no NHL for women.
That's right.
No, there's no NHL for women. Yes. And this sport on the college level for women has grown and grown and grown in the United States, and I hope it continues to grow. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch my little guys out there learning to skate, and he's got some girls in his class out there as well. It's just I wasn't thinking in terms of women's hockey. I was thinking in terms of hockey.
Sure.
It was that well played, and it was that gritty, and just good for them. I mean, they just they're such kids. When you see them win, you realize what kind of kids they are.
Isn't it? And no doping scandal like the curlers.
The curlers.
Isn't it also
curlers.
Amazing that the United States and Europe wield such power that when the Olympics and certain sports have to be moved to certain time zones when they're in Asia so we can actually watch them live or live.
Mm-hmm.
Like it blows my mind that some of these downhill events happen at 9 a.m. their time so we can watch it in prime time here.
Yeah it's pretty amazing. Wild. When you realize the Today Show comes on at 7 a.m. our time, which is 9 p.m. Pyongyang.
Yes.
That's what it's nighttime. 9 at
wow.
night.
It's nighttime.
It's nighttime in Pyongyang when they come on the air in the morning. So it's all jumbled up and it's all screwed up. But,
But our Samsung televisions all work the same.
Yes, they all work the same, and they come from Korea.
This is what brings us together, Mike.
But really fun. And by the way, I have to cop to something. I watched the highlights today. I did not watch it last night.
What?
That's why I watched the highlights.
Oh, Mr. Hockey.
I know I'm Mr. Hockey. I should have watched the whole thing. But, you know, Oscar, sometimes just not enough time in the day.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you get the little guy as well.
Yeah, when you have six beers after your round. that's the way that goes.
Good night, Irene.
That's the way that goes, unfortunately. But I'm really, really proud of them.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Speaking of hockey, I think, I'm not sure, I'm reasonably sure in my little guys, and we have to break because we're short on time.
Yeah.
I think I'm reasonably sure there's a kid from Eastern Europe in my little guys hockey 2 program. Because this kid is the smallest kid on the ice, and he's also the best skater, and he does not divert from anything. You know, Michael will go out there and skate off the ice and give mommy and daddy hugs every 2 minutes, and you know, you'll see him kind of just wandering around and spinning, but this kid is all this focused, and I thought I heard when he skated over, the little kid, he's got this blue, I think like a Tampa jersey on, and he's got the perfect equipment, all of it's put on, he's got shin pads, he's got the whole thing, he skates over, and I heard his mother say something along the lines of,
yikes.
And he just he hung a U-turn and he skated back out on the ice.
Make you a little worried.
Loose translation.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And
that's
don't
exactly
be
what.
Friends with him on Facebook because he's running the elections.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yes. It might be stronger than me. Mentally. I think we're strong mentally in this country. Anyway. Oh my God. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. The O'Maras are having their first Cocoonville social gathering.
Look out.
Yes. Actually inviting neighbors over. It's going to be great. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara show. It's going to be great.
Great.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Who's the cheater and who's the cheaty? Okay. Is Cal the one that's dipping his pen in the company ink, or is it his wife that's a horror?
Allegedly.
Val Ripken.
This is all from, these are from other sources, right? Outside of Val.
That's his wife.
So they're not Billy. So Allegedly.
Right.
I bet I know who the culprit is. It's Jim Palmer. Ever since he done those underwear ads.
What kind of ads?
Underwear. It was underwear ads. Sure. Sure. Jim Palmer probably laid a lot of pipe.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, if you're a Baltimore Billy Sikorsky fan, you might want to listen to the Bonus Show.
Good one.
He spends a good chunk of time with the boys this weekend. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Amazingly, there's already a touch of springtime in the air, so you better start thinking about the warm weather months ahead. And you know what? It's going to be great. Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
Great.
This is your year, Wade. All you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like Pyo, that's a combination of Pilates and yoga. I found that out on yesterday's show. P90X, T25, 20-day, 21-day fix, Insanity, 3-week yoga retreat.
That's saving Oscars, my life right now.
You're doing yoga. You are doing yoga retreat for your back right now, and you're going to get
saving
off
my life.
Meds. Much more on Beachbody On Demand. They offer a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. With over 600 different workouts, there will be something for you. There will be. There will be something for you. There will be something for you. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. You'll get eating plans, information on meal prep, recipes, and simple but proven ways to eat better. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to the entire platform free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Text TMOS, remember that, to 303030.
Oh, yeah.
And we thank you. We are having a social gathering this weekend.
It was the Dr. Seuss social gathering, if I recall.
Dr. Seuss?
Yes, you sent out a message.
Oh, you sent out a call.
Like a ransom letter.
Yes.
Yeah, all letters cut out of magazines glued into an invitation.
Yeah,
let me see.
Are you in or out?
That's right.
Let me see if
I'm in, baby, in!
In!
I don't know if I left that on my computer or not.
The spruce goose laid.
It was about reciprocal. When would I have said?
I remember that. Yeah.
It was.
You
just
came.
About,
you went. You left. We are inviting you back.
It was nice. I thought it was. It was.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it was weird. Would you like me to share it again with you?
We think you really need a come have a margarita.
Yeah. Something.
By the way, it was
embarrassing.
Don't read ahead in the show. We had that, and we didn't really have that in rehearsal. I'll say we did. There's margarita in the.
I remember rehearsal, Mike. Remember the musical number?
Yep, absolutely.
Take it again, slower from bar 18.
Can you read the invitation in the manner you think that they received it?
All right. This is all I'll say about the invitation. Mm-hmm. That I could be accused of being a nerd, Nick. I could be, a little Nancy boy. All right, so here we go.
Fancy lad.
The O'Maras would like you to please stop on by for some heavy hors d'oeuvres and some mud in your eye. we thought that this was the appropriate season to have some folks over for no real reason. Except to say thanks for your past generosity. And please accept this bit of fun reciprocity.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part.
Now, there are people that will see this. And by the way, I handed it to a couple of my golfing buddies and nothing. You know, I'm not sure that this is
Mike. Do you think it might still be in their golf bag unread?
I believe it. I think we've got a 95% RSVP rate.
Of course, because that invitation screams swinger party.
Yeah, especially the thing about mud in your eye.
Let me tell you something.
And the monkey bars outside.
By the way, let me tell you something. If that happens, if people have that in their head, I'm driving to the airport right now. I'm getting out of Dodge. I'm not going to.
You got white rocks in your front yard.
Yeah.
No, I. You know what?
Fishbowl full of house keys.
Here's the prime directive. This is the prime directive for Carla and me. I said, listen, honey. What we're not going to do is we're not going to stress out.
No.
I've been accused already of doing a couple of things sort of last minute.
Like
here's what I'm
like
planning
what?
On
like
do.
What?
Okay. One of the things I'm going to do, look, I don't think we have on our patio, I don't think we've got adequate seating for people. And okay. so I think I need to kind of go run by someplace
some
and
Red
pick
Bull
up
tables.
Some extra. Some Red Bull tables. That don't
call the
now,
Red
that's
Bull
the bonus
distributor.
Show. That's the bonus show. Stop it. That
He's
was
doing
yesterday
it.
We taped that.
Mike, sometimes our show is like Pulp Fiction and it's out of order. And once you hear all of them, it makes sense.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go by the Cocoonville Clubhouse.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the general manager and I'm going to ask him if there's any way that I could rent one of those little rolling, you know, those temporary bars that they have
yes.
that they roll
Ooh,
into.
Oh, a classy affair.
Just to put out on my patio yes. so I have a drink station
a
for people.
What yeah. you should first say is, may I borrow?
Yeah. No renting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know
yeah.
what? You already pay for the privilege.
But hold on.
Of being
if
a part
I
of
say,
it.
If I say borrow, don't you think that would immediately elicit a negative response if he was so inclined?
That if it does,
said,
and then
rent.
And then you say, or could, and then he says, oh, I'm sorry, that's not possible. I said, well, what about a rental fee?
I have a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
You go, and it's a foreman. Who do you have over there? Like, who runs the place?
A GM,
who
runs Barter, a general manager.
You go to the general manager.
Who run Barter Town?
Yes.
Who run Barter Town?
Oh, I'm sorry. I might want to read the manual and figure
no,
out how to use
no,
it.
No.
Show
doing
for
great. Much more fun
town.
To yell at it.
You Thank say you. To them, I'm having a get together of members at my home. And I have realized that I'm probably going to need a little more bar space or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Yeah. Is it possible? And if I could borrow this just for the evening because the members are going to need it.
That's a wonderful
idea. Then you proceed from there. If he starts to, you know, hem haw, he say, I'd be pleased to leave a deposit.
Right.
And then if he still hems and haw, he say, or could I rent it?
Yes.
Rent okay. should be All your right. final
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes.
That's going to get Mrs. O'Mara upset.
Why?
Miss O'Mara right now. You know what? Let's hold on. Let's bring her in.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, she's great. She's actually home. Shocker.
Carla, can you come in?
She's not working out.
Not with Missy?
Yeah, she's not with Missy.
Hold on. Stop. Behave yourself.
I don't know. I'm just saying what Rob said.
We're talking about the party.
Yes.
So I'm going to go over to the... I'm going to... Oh, Carla was just taping her special across the way.
Yeah, I was cleaning.
All right, let me.
No tank top.
I can hear you. Oh, what was that? What the hell was that? Hi, can you hear the guys? Say hi to Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. What happened in the V-neck? New Balance.
Why don't you behave yourself?
I'm sorry.
She's a knockout.
Today's a cleaning day.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What does your shirt say?
It's crunch time.
Is that like for breakfast cereal?
Yes. Yeah. Right. So here it is. We're having our big party. I'm going to go over to the club today, Cocoonville Country Club,
yes.
and I'm going to ask Craig if I can borrow one of their little rolling like
yeah.
bars, their temporary
yeah.
bars. Oscar says I should approach it like this. Say, hey, I'm having some members over,
yeah.
and we feel like we need a little more bar space. Could I borrow one of those little bars then? That's a good way of putting it, isn't it? Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Are you excited about, I mean, are you down with me getting the temporary bar to put
yeah,
out on the
fine,
patio?
Yeah, that's fine, as long as we don't have to pay for it.
Okay, and what about seating? Do we need any extra seating out there?
I don't think so. I think
Why do you
stand.
Say think so?
A lot of people like to stand and mingle, Mike.
But these are older people.
I'm with Carla.
You don't know these people. They're old.
Oh. Well, they can stay. Then they can just stay for an hour, and then they can leave.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Right. More seats,
Is there anything
more
else?
Time.
What?
More seats mean more time.
That's
you want
true.
Them to come and go.
You don't want them to linger
time.
Longer.
Yeah, too, but it's not like it's going to be this.
And you have the monkey bars. They can hang on them.
Yeah.
Put them on a shelf.
Anything else you'd like to add? Do you have to talk to the monkey bar man?
Yes.
Monkey bar man?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
monkey
you.
Barman. Right.
That was.
Enjoy your life. Okay. See you later, Kate Middleton.
Mike, it's always nice when Pippa stops by.
Yes. Thanks, Pippa. That might be her new nickname.
Pippa.
Pippa. That's Pippa. Fantastic. Always good to see her. So we're doing it Saturday, and I think it's going to be fine.
What
but
is
really
the arrival
love...
time, and is it a loose arrival time? Did you give like a time window so people could come late, or how does it work?
5:30.
5:30. It's a little, yeah, that's good because you'll
it's
probably
It's not a nighttime party where, and so people will be leaving. And, when you say hors d'oeuvres, I think people, if they have dinner plans, they might pop in and pop out.
I think you're going to see a big, I think people start arriving at about 6. I don't think you're going to see a lot of 5:30.
That's
arrivals.
Fine. I'm fine with that. The important thing is we got people, RSVP'd and we're fine with that. And these are all people that invited us to things and we're long overdue.
It's important to have people over your place if you're not. If you're always going over their place, it's important to reciprocate.
Yeah, this is a good move, a social move. And
would you like to know, we are going outside of the home for the foodstuffs. Would you like to know would you like to know my caterer?
Yes.
Iguana Mia!
Hey!
Why are you putting your hand on your forehead? Why are you putting your hand on your forehead? It's just some little casual food. It's like little tacos.
But Mike, you used your gift cards for your party.
You know what? I'm sorry, but a man has to do what a man has to do.
Like, he loved it so much. He's like, I guess we should use these gift cards to cater our party.
No, we did not use the gift cards for our party. We used the gift cards for Tuesday when we were planning our party at Iguana Mia. That's it. By the way, I've got the mix. We bought the mix.
I was going to say, do you have a signature drink? That's one of my favorite things when you go to a thing.
We are having the margarita will be the signature drink. And that will be featured today in news you may not need.
Perfect.
Not the party, but it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Great. How much time do we have left this break?
As much time as you want. We should break soon.
Okay, but just quickly. What is the appropriate action when you go out to dinner and someone breaks out gift certificates, like actual cards?
If you're splitting a tab?
No, if you're paying for dinner.
Okay.
If you invite someone to dinner.
Right.
And they said, let's...
And they break out a gift certificate?
So they break out, not the gift certificate, but it looked like little credit cards these days, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're indicating that they have a gift certificate for the meal?
No, they don't indicate anything except for, we're all going to go out to eat and it's on me, right?
So somebody says to you that it's on you?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Big deal. They're taking us to a really nice dinner, mm-hmm. right?
Well, have they, and they've billboarded the fact that it's on them?
It's on them, right?
Go enjoy your meal. Yes. Go enjoy your meal and let them pay. Yeah.
But absolutely. Is it awkward when they have 5 of the same gift certificate?
No.
No.
If they're paying, and this is important, if they're paying, they're paying. You don't judge based on what they're doing. If they're whipping out 50 gift certificates for $5 each, that's fine. They're paying.
They sell those packs at like Costco where you get like $80 for $70. Yes. Or whatever. So that might be the case too.
Is it even worse though? And again, I'm not judging.
Right.
I was just a part of this when some of the cards have already been used. So it's a back and forth of which cards are actually going to add up for the tab.
It doesn't matter. If they're paying for it, let them deal with it.
But they
if it
should looks be like embarrassed. They're strugg- they but should no. be embarrassed.
Why?
You should be embarrassed because you're getting the dinner and not paying yourself.
No, I was mortified.
Because they were scrambling with these gift certificates?
Because I said...
His time is very valuable, Mike.
By the fourth time that the certificate came back...
Oh, they came back?
Yeah, this is a back and forth, sir. You need... it's like...
That's on them, though.
When
they're
your card gets declined, and I wanted to be like, dude, here's my bank card. Let's get out of here.
Like
everyone's staring at us.
You're behind someone checking into a hotel, and you hear the phrase, I don't know, that should be the good card. And I've heard
all I know... All I know is my friend Schmeiko Schmera.
Yes, him?
Schmeiko Schmera, Mike didn't want to say this, but Schmeiko Schmera wanted to say, man, does he love getting gift certificates from listeners. Anyway, there you go.
P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007.
God bless you all real good. Nothing I like better. We're going to Ruth's Chris. Yes, sirree. We're going to happy hour there. Yeah, thank you. Keep coming. I'm sorry. I'll admit it. Otherwise, we don't go out.
Mike, with the gift certificate, it's a really happy hour.
It's a real, real super happy hour. We'll take a break and come back with more. I want to talk about TMZ and how they're passing me by.
The 30-mile zone, Mike.
I just don't understand. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Pony Boy checking in from the futuristic year 2025. I sent this message back to remind you how important it is to keep renewing your bonus show subscriptions. Mike and Rob are long dead, but thanks to your continued support, the great shows on the More Network are still going strong. Tony Perkins, Rofo and Cookies, and Tech 411.
So keep subscribing, guys. Carla and the kids depend on it. Little Michael and little Dirk. And don't smoke. We don't all wind up sounding like Dude Walker.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. This is a great time to read magazines. There is some wonderful material being written in our modern magazines, and how would you like to have over 200 of them in your pocket all the time? You can do it. All you need is Texture. With the Texture app, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Rolling Stone, Oprah, Details, Golf Digest, and my personal favorite, here's a hint, don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Strike a pose. That's right, Vogue.
Ah.
Thank you.
Jeez. Madonna.
There's nothing to it. That's right, I adore Vogue. I'm naked without it. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable. Yes, we're doing a little shtick, but the fact is, Vogue is included.
Yes.
And really, when you go to a grocery store and you look at the grocery store magazine shelf and you want to pick one up and you realize, oh, it's too expensive, yeah, it's too bulky, you get it all with Texture. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, I probably shouldn't include this in this actual spot, but where my mom used to work, she's retired now. At Elizabeth Arden, they used to have a ton of magazines.
Arden? The Red Door.
Yes. They have three iPads with three Texture subscriptions right there, so people can read every magazine as they wait.
And they're
so
saving
Elizabeth
money.
So Elizabeth Arden getting in on the action.
Yes, that's awesome. Full price.
Fantastic.
Texture means having your favorite magazines in their back issues anytime, anywhere. No heavy lifting. To start your Texture-free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That is over 30% off their listed price. With Texture, you will never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. We love our relationship with Texture.
Best.
We want you to support them. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS, and we thank you. TMZ.
Yeah,
Harvey
Levin. I've been meaning to talk to
lawyer.
You about it. And at the risk of sounding like an old fat white guy, I have to tell you, I just am not tracking with the TMZ like I used to. It doesn't seem
What's changed?
Yeah, what's alienated?
Because the format has evolved from a general live program to a pre-recorded and live program.
Or are you talking about the website?
I'm talking about the website.
Oh,
I'm
thought you were talking about the television show.
No, not the television show.
Carrie looks at the TV show, and it's tough viewing.
I am talking about the TV show has always been kind of snarky. I never tracked with it. But I use the website quite often, and I'm going through it right now. Now, the headline today, all right, Jennifer Lawrence blasts Harvey Weinstein. Okay, I get
right.
it. Jennifer Storm, major national story. Let's go deeper. I'm digging deeper right now. Here we go. It took one story to get to Kourtney Kardashian. All the Kardashians.
Yep.
They're all having babies.
Goes.
Big deal, Mike. It's,
I don't care.
For the next generation.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think my kids would grow up in a world without Kardashians.
Okay. Kodak Black.
Yes.
Three charges dropped from home raid.
Yeah.
Still in jail, though. Please to explain who Kodak Black is.
I have one. It has a built-in flash.
No, stop it, Rob. Behave yourself. You know what? There you go.
He is a man who, as you would say, Mike, raps.
Oh, he's hip-hop artist.
Yes. Okay, so he's a hip-hop rap artist.
Oh.
Okay. Then we move down. Tekashi 69. Airport brawl triggered by rapper disrespecting women.
Yes.
All right, so we move on there. He's a rapper as well,
yes.
right? All right, we go there. Then we move on down the line.
A Trump Putin, Kim Jong.
A Trump Putin one. That's very unusual on TMZ.
Yes.
I guess the TMZ seems to be dwelling with hip-hop and rap artists almost more than any other thing. And is it because there is a great deal of controversy in these circles? Can anyone hear that?
Yeah, what is
the Monkey Bars?
Is that Monkey Bar?
Monkey Bars is now officially... And then they stop when I...
Of course.
It sounded like they were marching in.
Yeah, it's a little...
Mike, TMZ has not passed you
Am
by.
I tragically white? Is
no,
that
no,
what
no,
it is?
No, has
is
not passed any... Look, we're all getting a little older, right? Except for Mac. And...
what?
I would say that it really, as a broadcaster, and every broadcaster has gone through this, you... sometimes will go on these sites and say, WTF, who the F is this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Are these prominent rappers that we're talking about, or are these just rappers that are causing problems and getting in the news by getting arrested?
Or is TMZ just going for the low-hanging fruit and picking that's, the easiest story
that is right out there?
Your next headline is T.I. You know T.I. as a rapper.
Sure.
Right, Mike? Yes? No?
Who?
T.I., he's into gun control, right? That's mm-hmm. his next headline right there. So you're not completely out of touch. Most of these rappers that we don't know about have impregnated the Kardashians. So that is the connection.
1 degree of
that,
separation.
Yeah, that is the connection.
Here's one here. Kate Von D's husband revealed... See who she married in surprise wedding ceremony.
Isn't Please it Kat Von D?
It's Kat Von D.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Come on. That's my girl.
What does Kat Von D do?
Kat Von D is, I guess, a celebrity tattoo artist in her own, and she does a burlesque
See,
show.
Come on. But, a celebrity tattoo artist? Also, that's what I'm talking about. What is this
she
crap?
Also
put some real celebrities on. Come on.
She broke up the Sandra Bullock marriage.
That's right.
She was with Jesse James? Yeah, she was the other woman.
Yeah, she was after his Kat Von D.
Allegedly.
Layla Kent finally explains Pastagate and why she believes Tupac took over my body. What is that? This used to be a real Hollywood gossip site.
Yeah, that's no good. That's a no good.
I think you're putting too much credit into this site because they have a bus in Hollywood that goes around and does these Hollywood tours.
Oh, the scandal bus.
Yes. That for some reason at the end of each one of their television programs, they highlight the fact that the anchors who clearly are not getting paid enough money also do the tours.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you get on the tour, you see the same person from the television show.
One of the snarky guys from his computer monitor.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what Kat Von D's up to.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm not having
what it. What I, you know what I have a problem with TMZ is now that like when they have a
hold on
a Putin story and those.
Listen. Oh, see, you were talking. You didn't stop. But go ahead. I just want to. I want to hear
TMZ Sports.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
It does sound like something's like in an air vent. Something towards you,
Mike. Bad news. The monkey bars are coming from within the house.
Yeah,
monkey bars.
Monkey bars.
Or John McClane.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Crawling in his air duct.
Yes.
Yeah. O'Meara Towers.
Yeah.
Monkey bar.
I think TMZ also started taking itself too seriously when they started to branch out into TMZ Sports TMZ Politics.
I'm into TMZ Sports.
Okay, why?
Because it just gives you a better idea of what's going on in the sports world outside of Barstool Sports.
Yeah, now, I understand.
Now, Barstool has the smoke show of the day or the week where they have the hottest girl, which probably is not part of the Me Too movement.
Now we know why he likes
but
it.
I'll
That's
peek
why
in
he
there
likes
as well.
It. People. Mm. So, my final question, just I want to get clarity on this.
Yes.
Is TMZ passing me by?
No.
Still,
it's
what,
a constant
what is
battle. It's about this. The top five songs on iTunes right now, if you went there, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just like I'll cop to this as well. If I don't keep up every week, I have to make sure I know what those songs are.
Because there's so many one-hit wonders.
Yes, yeah,
correct.
Yes.
That's
and
the
there
way
are
it's
so
working.
Many reality celebrities and real celebrities these days that you got to keep up.
So the celebrity pool has been watered down a little bit. There's just not there. They're not. That's why we're seeing what we're
and,
seeing. And yes,
and no fluoride.
No fluoride on the water. That's
I mean, a lot going on.
It. Yeah, that's it. Rob, would you like to weigh it? Do you even look at TMZ?
I have looked at TMZ, but, you know, I get most of my TI information from his website.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. All right, we can take it back now. All right, everybody. We
I also
be,
follow him on the gram.
The gram!
We'll take a break and come back with more fun.
Website!
And more thrills on the Michael O'Meara show. TI.com. Thank you very much.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Is it over? There it is. It's
I think it was over before it began.
Since we made the announcement about our mailbag, including a little less birthday action, a little more just letters content and people bitching, are you seeing any changes at
all? Yes, some people stepped right up, and I think we're going to do good, but don't slack off. I need content, folks. Send it in.
There you go.
Is it do good or do well?
Do well and do good.
I just want to make sure.
That's right.
Do well, do-gooders. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Words. Fascinating things, no?
Yes, no.
Let's examine one, shall we? How about the word bonus? In one way, it refers to the bonus show.
Bonus.
That extra hour of TMOS each and every week that makes your funny bone on fleek. And yet, bonus is also what you do to TMOS when you listen to the free show but don't subscribe to our premium content. You bonus. You bonus hard. Please, be a mensch. Don't bonus when you buy the bonus. You don't bonus when you buy the bonus. Do you understand what
I'm
saying?
That's the motto.
Bonus.
Who's on first? Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, not the bonus banner, the bonus banner.
We don't even have one of those banners.
No, we don't have that. You have to go to another website for that.
TI.com.
TI.com. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let us cheer you up for pennies a day. So please, don't bonus and quit sucking. Thank you, possums. And we got a great one this week. You're going to love it. You find
great
out.
Bonus show.
The inner cookie of Rob and Oscar. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Just briefly, I felt like it was our responsibility to figure out what TI.com actually is in case it wasn't safe for work.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
The nerd in our lovely group of friends, the Dork Store. TI.com is TexasInstruments.com.
Great calculators.
TI.com.
That's why I'm so far behind on my rap music, because all they're doing is talking about cosines.
You know what? And in some strange way, I think we've done some good.
News.
Boo. TI-86.
Great computer.
TI-86. I've alluded to this a couple of times. Today is National Margarita Day.
Yay!
Because nothing says fiesta time like a sad, cold weekday in late February. Anyway, here are some results from a survey about today's very important holiday.
The holiday?
76% of Americans like margaritas. And that includes one-third of us who love margaritas. 7% of you hate them. Here's the second fact. Two-thirds of people prefer frozen margaritas to ones on the rocks. And only 3% of people judge you for ordering a frozen one. So go ahead and get that blended peach margarita, buddy.
Ugh.
Knock your socks off. 26% of us always lick the salt off the rim. 14% of us never lick the salt off the rim. 24% can't stop after drinking just one. Oh, yes. Why did I do that? I'm
premature.
Sorry. That would be, no, that was, that's what I wanted to. Can't stop after
won't
just
stop.
One. Thank you. And 30% of us say it's the best happy hour drink.
Yeah.
Might be inclined to agree with that. It'll be featured at the Cocoonville party.
You know what I remember when I think margaritas is how happy you used to be when Jimmy Buffett would come to the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, because it would make a great ride home for you from WJFK, and it also brought the best people into your bar.
All the parents.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The words that come to mind, let me think. Ah, douche nozzles. There you are. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, parrot douche nozzles. Yeah, enjoy your big party. We're fun. We wear Hawaiian shirts. We're fun.
We're 70 and we're fun.
God. Honest to God. Parrot heads.
I hate Jimmy Buffett so
worst,
bad.
Swear to God. If they were like eating a jalapeno popper, you know, after wearing their fake parrot on their shoulder and sucked it into their windpipe and just went, I'd be over in the corner going, that's a shame. Anyway, 67-year-old Jane Seymour posed for Playboy. She didn't go nude, but she looks great. And she says she hasn't had anything done. I always like these stories.
Yeah.
She says, quote, I haven't done any surgeries or injections or anything. I haven't done any of it. So I still look like me. Do you remember? Were you in the elevator when you rode up with Jane Seymour? And
striking.
She kind of had peach fuzz on
very fuzzy, but beautiful.
Yeah. She was very, very pretty.
Remember that
and,
scene?
She says, Every day I'm kind of tempted, but then I look at people I know and I don't recognize them. I agree with that. Please don't do that. Pretty people, just get old and pretty. Because yeah. I there's nothing... I mean, I'm a big believer in the fact that I know you might want to do a nip and a tuck here, but if you overdo it, you just change your face and you look plastic and it's terrible.
There's
you know?
The sequel out to Mamma Mia, and Cher is in the commercial, and it made me wish for low-def television again.
Yeah, yeah, it's scary. But you don't need to do that.
Let's not go crazy here. The evolution of breast augmentation
yes.
and how well you can make augmented breasts look natural.
Yes.
Yes. I mean,
that has come a long way.
Thank you, Oscar.
He's always been a champion of science.
Oscar's take is on tomorrow's show. Anyway, a Democrat named Brandi Chambers is running for the Texas House of Representatives, and she recently sent out a newsletter that featured a photo of herself with William Shatner at Comic-Con. She said, quote, "If you think a grown woman going to Comic-Con and getting geeked out when she sees Captain Kirk is not what you want in a leader, that's fine. I'll be the first to admit I'm not for everybody." That's an interesting angle. Well, here's the deal. Shatner caught wind of this and he flipped out. He told Chambers that the photo implies that he's endorsing her, which he's not. Kaleidoscope eyes, Mr. Tambourine Man. He demanded that she remove the photo and destroy all copies immediately. Chambers apologized, saying she believed that it was clear that she wasn't trying to imply his endorsement. She was just trying to showcase her geekiness, which it sounds like from the copy, right?
Yeah.
But Shatner I don't even live in a district. I don't understand
also,
that.
Also, cosplay, that's part of this entire universe,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And she was saying how geeky she was. Yeah.
And she paid $25 for it.
Yeah. Lighten up, Denny Crane, okay? Come on. Remember that broken down mini bike that Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels rode?
Yes,
of course.
Into Aspen and Dumb and Dumber, and they had all this snot
wrong
on
the direction.
Well, it just sold. The mini bike. The mini bike they rode. $50,000 They got $50,000 for it. It's actually one of two bikes they used in the movie. The other one was given to Planet Hollywood. This one was purchased by a Houston man who put it on eBay with an opening bid of $8,500. So he really made bank. He also threw in a helmet, bag, and a briefcase from the movie, and he got $50,000 when he would have taken $8,000.
So he initially bought it for $8,000.
Wow.
I think it sounds like that, or he put it up for $8,000. I'm not sure what he initially paid for.
I'm sure he didn't pay $8,000 for it.
No, he probably didn't pay
$8,000
for it.
Free.
Maybe.
Yeah, he might have gotten it for free.
Pulled a spiewack.
Don't even know what that means.
According to a new survey, the average American makes 156 impulse purchases a year.
Mm.
And over the course of our life, we'll spend $324,000 on stuff we weren't planning to buy. Here are the top five impulse buys we make. Food and groceries.
Okay.
71% of us do it. 3 out of 4 Americans say they have bought candy at the register before. That means 25% haven't. What? Okay. You're statisticking me out of the... clothing, 53%. Household items, 33%. Takeout food, 29%.
Okay.
Yeah, you buy that on an impulse. Yeah. And shoes are on the list at number 5, 28%.
Shoes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got a closet. You have one. What are you wearing today? What are you wearing?
Burks, it's over 50. I'm wearing Burks.
It's over 50 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his benchmark.
The newest item at Olive Garden. Are you ready for health nuts?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready? This is great. Get out there and eat this today.
Yeah.
It's the meatball pizza bowl.
Ooh. That that sounds pretty tasty.
It's an edible bowl made out of pizza dough. That's filled with cheese sauce and 10 meatballs.
Do you know if the earth were to open up and swallow America into the red hot magma today, I'd be okay with it because we have become officially a nation of morons.
Yeah, but
yeah, we are. But we're a country of idiots.
We need
we
to try this.
But it's an edible bowl. You don't
it's
even
an edible
have to
bowl of pizza
wash
dough
the
cost,
bowl.
And it costs $9. Comes with unlimited salad and breadsticks.
Naturally.
Because you probably need unlimited breadsticks as a side dish for a pizza bowl dough with cheese sauce and meatballs.
You know, the person that goes to Olive Garden, I'm not a big Olive Garden guy. How many people really refill up on the salad?
Probably not. And now a little something something. A 41-year-old woman named Adrienne Satterley from Hiram, Georgia, is getting divorced. And on Saturday, she found out she was losing her home to her ex.
Oh, no.
She was not happy about it. So around 3:25 a.m. on Sunday, she took her two cats out of the house and she set it afire.
Oh, ablaze.
Oh.
But the fire unfortunately spread and wound up hitting 19 other houses in the neighborhood.
No.
Her house burned down. So did three of her neighbors. And the other 16 were damaged. She burned down three of her neighbors' houses because of her rage. So now Adrian is facing 14 counts of felony first-degree arson. Each count is worth between 1 and 20 years in prison, so she could be going away for a very long time. She's probably going to be in prison for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Wow.
When asked about the crime, one of her cats, who had gotten out safely, said, "Don't look at me." And the other cat said, "Try to imagine how little I care." Cats! What's the deal with them, you know? Come on, that's it.
It's like Garfield.
They ate lasagna. Care.
The house burned down? I didn't do it. I'm going to lick my fur. Don't care. Well, thought I'd get a quote from the cats. Sometimes that's all you got. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
Still funny, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, it's like...
AmeriCast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Everybody fighting about stuff nobody cares about anybody. It's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. How about laying on us? What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, you talked about impulse buys earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Think about this. A robot that vacuums your home when you're away. And it only costs $199.
It's on sale.
It's on sale. It's on Amazon right now.
Those are really expensive.
Yes.
This one is rated higher than the Roomba.
Yes, higher than the Roomba. The link is right now on MichaelMaraShow.com. Hit the Amazon tab. Find it right there. Do your shopping.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that robot and more at MikeOmaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak, take it away, Rob.
Mike, remember this.
God loves you.
God loves you.
Yes. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for sharing.
We were both unshocked, if that's such a word, when the news that Billy Graham passed away. We both were under the impression that Billy Graham had already passed away.
Yeah, he was 99.
99 right? years old. But I found this fascinating. This is from a fairly recent interview. They asked Billy Graham.
I'm sorry.
How he organized his garage. No, they asked Billy Graham what he was going to ask the Lord when he went to heaven.
Okay.
And this was Billy Graham's reply.
I said to the Lord, "Why did you choose me? I came from a farm. I never dreamed that I'd be preaching to people in different countries. And I'm going to ask the Lord, why did you choose me? Because I believe I was chosen."
I thought that was pretty cool. Also, he did advise or at least have time with every president from Truman to Obama. Mm. And if you think about that amount of time, that's pretty wild. And I wondered what it must have been like for the president to sit down with this man of faith. And George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton discussed what it was like to sit down and have time with Billy Graham.
Presidents need comfort that faith gives, and Billy Graham was a great dispenser of comfort for me and for Barbara and for our family.
And he just talked to me, never at me, never in a condemnatory way. It was amazing.
And I guess what I was thinking about yesterday is that with Billy Graham's passing, we don't have anyone like that anymore, and I don't know that in the modern climate we ever will. a man mm-hmm. that could, you know, be a man that could sit down with every president.
What about the guy who was selling mashed potatoes in buckets?
Oh, he's good too, though.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah. Jim Baker.
Jim Baker. Yeah, yeah.
Jim Baker. Yeah, yeah. He can do it. He can fill the void.
He can fill the void. All right.
Slop bucket.
As you know, the season's over, but I called a few varsity basketball games for my kids' high school this year, and it's a fun gig. I got to give credit to this guy, though. This is in Mullings Mills, New Jersey, I believe. And he is calling this like it's an NBA game with the Chicago Bulls. Only problem, there's only about 12 people in the stand. So listen to this audio. If you're at this high school basketball game, this is a guy giving his all.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23, Howie!
That's awesome.
And there's no one there.
6'5", forward, sophomore, number 25, Justin!
I tell you what, I would go there just for that.
Can you play that one more time? Because that is hysterical.
Sophomore,
this kid is so...
That's so funny.
And what's great is it's playing to an empty room.
You're just having a blast. All right. Now, I don't blame identical twins for being identical twins. They didn't choose it. All right.
Right.
But what I don't like are identical twins that have perhaps rhyming names and dress alike and really, really emphasize the fact that they're just alike.
Like Tessa and Nessa. Gimmick.
Teensy and Weensy. Okay. So.
Those are Teletubbies.
Tweedledee.
Tweedledum. No, actually, it was from an episode of I Love Lucy. But Inside Edition found a pair of them. Two pair of identical twins that met Mike at a twin convention.
Yeah, there you go.
And guess what they did? The guys used Inside Edition to fool the girls to do a double proposal to have an identical twin double marriage.
Oh, okay.
Creepy, anyway, here's the story.
Will you marry me?
It starts with both of them on their knees saying at the same time, hey, marry me. So once again, sorry.
Will you marry me?
Yes! We're twins.
And we're twins.
And we're getting married.
Kill them with fire. Tony, calm down.
Just the most handsome guys.
I feel like that I can relate to her better than I've ever related to anyone in my whole life.
We're the luckiest twins in the world.
Yeah, you are.
Pony, did you hear the cake coming out of fire? Kill them with fire. Good Lord.
Children of the Corn.
That's a little disturbing right there, you know?
Why did you have such a visceral reaction?
What made you so
disturbing?
Why?
It's just disturbing.
Why? Twins or what?
It's like you said, Children of the Corn. I mean, it's just disturbing.
I can't think that somewhere in the back of their minds, all four of them are thinking some sort of genetic purity thing.
Yeah.
That's what troubles me.
Or a reality series.
Oh, that's it. Better. Yeah. Exactly. Bingo.
Double trouble.
Mm-hmm. Here are my kids. Idiot and Bidiot. Okay. Okay. Before we play the next tape, we must remember that Matthew McConaughey is an Academy Award winning actor.
Yes.
He's an important guy. And yet he's doing a commercial for Carl's Jr. where he's talking essentially nonsense words about their new cheeseburger. This is a man with an Academy Award.
It's time to answer the call. The oozing drips and the smacking lips. Snizzle, fizzle. Biggity wiggity buck wild beef busting straight out of the gate, showing his teeth like a flavor stampede. Crispity rings, oh, whoa. Taking it S-L-O. With the Western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's. Pick up. Tangy, dripping, drop, drip, dropping, lickety, split, top, and say, pick up the Western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's. Whoa, Nelly. Yes, big bacon belly. Onion lassos, can you wrangle it? Kissed by the flames, you can walk away whistling. It's the Western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's. Pick up.
I bet they paid him awfully well.
You know, I talked about this one guy that I play golf with that has those kind of isms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Western isms, like playing with a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
He wasn't there yesterday, but they were talking about him. And one of the expressions was, man, he's happier than a toot dog. Thank you. Yeah, that's how we reacted on the porch, too.
I can't top that. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Wow. That's it. Yeah, that's a interesting way to end the show. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail goes to TMOS, Box 32101, Gift Certificate Lane, Washington, D.C.
It's
Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. I like them. I'm sorry. Anyway, each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety. No, I'm not getting paid by them. Thank you very much. This is my spay and neuter your pets. Thank you. To find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
TI.com.
Ciao. Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
God loves you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.